Troy Trooper by Alex Holden. Troy Trooper's debugging console formed a psychedelic rainbow screen of death as he went insane. The small boy jumped up from his seat.
Oh, what did I do this time? I didn't do nothing. Why does it keep breaking down?
Manish sighed as he hit the reset button.
We're still ironing out the bugs.
Piece of crap!
The boy kicked the toy soldier hard and it flew across the room.
Ow! Said Troy, as he warily checked himself for damage. What was that for?
After Manish had handed the furious kid back to his mother, he went to see Danny, the head of R&D.
I think the guinea pig we just had must need stronger medication. He deranged Troy 5 times in half an hour, then physically attacked him.
Still deranging?
Danny shook his head. You know what I said. We're out of time.
But I'm so close, said Manish. Give me another week.
I really can't.
You know what this new AI can do, Danny? It can be used for much more than toys. We could steal the lead back from the Japanese with it.
I agree, but the board doesn't see it like that. They've insisted I pull the plug if you miss the final deadline.
Manish pointed a finger at Danny.
I think you hate the idea of an AI that teaches itself to think. You prefer robots that think exactly what you program them to and nothing more.
Danny shrugged.
Believe me or not, I'm on your side. I wouldn't have supported you this long if I didn't want you to succeed.
Then why stop me now when I'm on the verge of cracking it?
Troy Trooper was announced months ago. We have over 1 million pre-orders for him. The hardware is already built, Christmas is just around the corner. If we don't release the final software to production today, he won't get to the stores in time. We have a backup plan, but you really won't like it.
Not the hacked-up Peter Pilot, mind, said Manish, but that was just a proof of concept. It can barely walk without falling over, and the recognition engine only knows 50 words. It's obsolete.
But, at least, it's mentally stable.
So that's it? You know I'll resign. My old university...
Hang on, said Danny. Why don't you explain to me what you think is causing the failures first? Perhaps we can figure a way out.
But...
But I'm just a manager? Who do you think developed those?
He pointed to a display cabinet containing an impressive collection of robots from the early days of consumer robotics. Many of them had been revolutionary in their time, had turned the company from an obscure industrial vacuum cleaner manufacturer into a household name. Manish's jaw dropped.
I didn't know.
No? Well, it was before your time. I got promoted.
Sorry.
Don't be, said Danny. The pay is much better.
Manish put his eye tablet on the desk.
Okay, take a look at this test session recording. I'll skip to the end.
On the screen, Troy Trooper pointed his mag rifle at a fat, blonde-haired 8-year-old boy.
Pshaw! Pshaw! Got you!
Ha! Said the kid. I'm in a hover tank! You can't have got me, because I'm bulletproof!
What do you mean? I can't see a hover tank, said Troy.
Course you can't. It's pretend.
What's pretend?
The game. It's not real, like you.
Troy's mouth opened as if to say something. Then he went completely stiff and slowly toppled to the floor.
Troy doesn't know he isn't a real trooper, said Danny.
No, said Manish. He goes into mental breakdown every time he finds out.
Can't you just enter the fact into his database manually?
Didn't work. The fact was there in his memory, but he didn't really know it until he remembered it. Then he broke down.
Are there any other facts he can't accept? Said Danny.
He doesn't understand what a trooper does. Whenever he learns that a trooper's job is to kill people, he breaks down because of his inhibitions against causing harm.
Couldn't you just disable his learning routines and ship him with his mind fixed as it is now? Said Danny.
That would defeat the whole point of a self-teaching AI, said Manish. He couldn't function without them.
What do you need to do to fix it properly?
Get him to accept the truth about what he is without breaking down.
Timescale?
Honestly, I really don't know. Weeks, maybe. Months if I have to rebuild the mine from scratch.
Danny tapped his teeth with his fingers.
We haven't got time for the proper fix. We need a workaround today.
After a few minutes of staring into space and humming to himself, he suddenly said,
You can make Troy believe anything you tell him without question?
Oh, yes, said Manish. As long as it doesn't cause a breakdown.
Danny grinned.
Okay, how does this sound?
He outlined his plan.
Manish laughed.
I'll give it a try.
Later that afternoon, Manish was back in the test suite, nervously watching Troy interact with another guinea pig. This one was a skinny kid, with freckles and no front teeth.
"My brother the real trooper in the Space Corps," said the kid. "You're just the toy."
"Foul alien," said Troy. "They warned us about your kind in the Corps, how you would try to trick us with your lies. I'm no less real than you are."
"Oh yeah? If you're a real trooper and I'm an alien, why don't you shoot me with your rifle then?"
"If only I could. You alien vermin don't deserve to live. But Colonel Manish ordered us not to harm the enemy, and we troopers would rather die than disobey orders."
Manish smiled and called Danny.
"It worked. You can tell production to go ahead with the latest build."
Troy kept the hideous alien talking while he took stock of the situation and carefully planned his escape from the prison camp.
This is Steve Ely for Escape Pod, the science fiction podcast magazine. Find us online at www.escapepod.info.